This is Radio Nepal. I am T.K. Prasad Khadga with news, the headlines first. Major political parties agreed to move forward with various proposals on ordinances and rejection motions as per House of Representatives regulations. Sithuan District Court sends Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamisane to judicial custody. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli pledges to make efforts to promote and encourage tea industry and resolve problems seen in tea exports to India. And U.S. President Donald Trump's plan to take over Gaza resettling Palestinians triggers global debate. Now the news in detail. Major political parties have agreed to proceed in accordance with the House of Representatives' regulations regarding ordinances introduced in the Parliament and the motions of rejection against those ordinances. In a discussion convened by Speaker Debraj Khimre at Singha Darbar today, chief whips of major political parties agreed to move forward with various proposals on the ordinance in accordance with the rules. Speaking to media persons after the meeting, CPNML Chief Whip Mahesh Bartola said that the agenda of tomorrow's Parliament meeting was discussed and an agreement was reached on the agenda, including that the leader of the main opposition party will address tomorrow's meeting. Chief Whip Bartola added that the meeting will proceed as per the rules regarding the ordinance and the motion of rejection against the ordinance, and all six ordinances present in Parliament will be passed. Speaker Debraj Khimre had called a meeting with chief whips to move forward based on consensus among all political parties after several rejection notices were registered against the ordinances present in the House of Representatives meeting on the 31st of January. Sithuan District Court has ordered the judicial custody of former Home Minister and Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamisane for today. Lamisane, who is one of the accused in charges of embezzlement of funds from Sahara Sithuan Multipurpose Cooperative Limited, was sent to custody after the hearing was not completed. According to Sithuan District Court Registrar Bisnu Achare, Lamisane was handed over to the police after hearing was not completed. The court ordered to keep Lamisane in the judicial custody and present him for the Thursday's proceeding at 10 a.m. Today's hearing began immediately after the completion of recording Lamisane's statement. District Attorney Ravi Neupane, co-lawyers Amrit Suvedi and Buddha Bahadur Thapa argued on behalf of the defendant. After the argument of advocate Ramesh Kafle on the behalf of plaintiff, Lamisane was handed over to the district police office for continued hearing. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has pledged to make all possible efforts to promote and encourage tea industry, including taking initiatives to resolve the problems seen in the tea export to India. The commitment from the Prime Minister came in the backdrop of Indian authority concern proposing mandatory auction of Nepali tea for import to India. Prime Minister Oli reaffirmed his commitment while receiving a memorandum from the representatives of Tea Producers Association in Kosi Province at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singha Darbar today. Reiterating to address problems through both formal and informal mechanisms, the Prime Minister urged to the tea entrepreneurs to focus on promotion and expansion of market for the Nepali tea. The Embassy of Nepal in Muscat of Oman has officially started to issue labor permit for the Nepali workers who are legally working in Oman and have not got such permits from Nepal. It was the first live enrollment for legalization of labor permit in foreign countries, which is started on the 31st of January in 2025 in Salalah of Oman. The provision of legalization of labor permit from the embassy itself is expected to greatly facilitated Nepali workers to receive several benefits as per the policy of the government of Nepal. Duchess of Edinburgh Sophie today visited Bhaktapur Hospital, where she inspected the hospital's gynecological ward and acquired information about the services provided. During her visit, the Duchess inquired about the health of the new mothers and newborn babies as well as the related treatments and services available at the hospital. The Duchess also expressed her concern about the issues concerning women who have survived sexual harassment and violence. the embassy of Nepal, the embassy of Muscat of Oman has officially started to issue labor permit for the Nepali workers who are legally working in Oman and have not got permits from Nepal. The bridge being constructed at Lamsua Ghat on the Arun River connecting Bhojpur and Sankhwa Sabha from the northern region has remained in limbo for the 14 years. The construction of the bridge has been halted after spending about 40 million rupees on it, according to Suman Bisunke, watcher of Khadananda Municipality 6. The bridge construction was stopped after building the base for 6 pillars for the structure. Ambassador of Nepal to Commonwealth of Australia, Chitralekha Yadav, presented her letters of credence to Governor-General of Australia, Sam Mistyn AC, amidst a special ceremony organized at the Government House in Canberra on Wednesday. Following the credential ceremony, Ambassador Yadav paid a courteous call on the Governor-General of Australia and conveyed warm greetings and best wishes of the President of Nepal, Ramchandra Poryal. Ambassador Yadav also reiterated the invitation of the President of Nepal to the Honorable Governor-General of Australia to visit Nepal. During the meeting, they shared views on various aspects of bilateral relations between Nepal and Australia. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break. Bides gaye pari chinta ki na garde Nepal Telecom ko international roaming lene jaha bhaye pani paunu ho sami sangai call gardus data chalaunus sansar bhari sajilai Nepal Telecom ko international roaming seva sucharu garna *14*#dial gari wa Nepal Telecom ko app bata pani garna saknu huncha Nepal Telecom rashtra ko sanchar. Welcome back. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. United States President Donald Trump has unveiled his shocking plan to take over the Gaza Strip after Palestinians are forcefully moved out of the besieged enclave, spurring fears he would back on an ethnic cleansing campaign. According to Al Jazeera, during a news conference with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Tuesday, President Trump suggested Palestinians would love to leave Gaza. Trump said he forces long-term U.S. ownership of the strip while it's being rebuilt, claiming to bring jobs and economic prosperity to the area. Trump's comments drew sharp responses in the U.S. and abroad and has triggered a global debate. A U.S. Air Force plane carrying more than 100 Indian immigrants, expelled by the United States, landed in India on Wednesday. According to the AFP News Agency, thousands of undocumented migrants have been arrested since the U.S. President Donald Trump's inauguration. Indian media reported that the U.S. military aircraft landed carrying 104 Indian migrants. Trump's flurry of executive actions aimed at overhauling immigration to the United States is expected to impact 11 million undocumented migrants. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly parts and mainly fair in the rest of the country. There is a possibility of light snowfall in one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous parts of Kosi, Gandaki, Karnali and Sudhur Paschim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Major political parties agreed to move forward with various proposals on ordinances and rejection motions as per House of Representatives regulations. Sitwan District Court sends Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamisani to judicial custody. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli pledges to make efforts to promote and encourage tea industry and resolve problems seen in tea exports to India. And U.S. President Donald Trump's plan to take over Gaza resettling Palestinians triggers global debate. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.